up today. KO4QLD.
Oh, hi, Chris. USN0TR. Just sitting here listening to some good old country music. Headed back towards home, which is about, I guess we're about 10 miles out. And we just come from the Golden Corral and feel like fat old pigs we just picked out at the Golden Corral, and it was delicious over at Spartanburg.
Go back for seconds.
Oh, no, didn't have to. I almost got filled up on the salad bar, and then had catfish and popcorn shrimp and mashed taters and gravy and green beans and carrots and... Oh, it was just about as far uptown as you can get, Chris.
Good to me. It would probably took me about 2 hours to eat all that stuff.
With their big helpings of each. Oh, and then one of them big honey buns they got, I guess you call them. They're sweet hot rolls, you know, with it. Oh, man, they're good. They got more butter on them. But, you know, it just surprised me. We went in for the midday lunch or brunch or whatever they call it about, 30 minutes ago. $9.89 for seniors. I don't see how they make any money at that, Chris, and you get a drink with it. But really enjoyed it. How's your day going?
Feeling pretty good. I had an appointment a little while ago. Got done with that, and I'm at the shop looking over pictures and paperwork to try to get some welding done here in the near future.
But we haven't heard nothing from him, and kind of breaks our heart. I don't know what happened to that boy, but Patrick said he hadn't heard anything from him either. Have you been hearing from him?
But he's pretty good, so we just give him some time and space.
FL in our eyes, I'll tell you. And we love him, and Anna too. Just miss him just all at once. He just disappeared. But maybe he'll get back on. He's had a lot to do lately, I know that. And a lot on his platter. Oh, gracious, that's what we had today. Well, I got to go over to my grandson's and deliver him a present and take them some stuff we bought for them at Costco's, and they'll pay us back for that. And that's about all we got planned for the rest of the day. Bernice has got to put a zipper in the son-in-law's jacket. And it's a real booger of a job. It's not a regular zipper. But at any rate, she'll get her down. I gotta go out and get eggs and feed the chickens, and it's gonna turn cold tomorrow, which definitely sucks.
Yeah, it's probably gotta be done. And talking about Chad's got a EOC meeting tonight. He comes to those every now and then, so I might actually see him tonight. If not, I'm sure he's gonna be busy with that trial and appear or something to that effect.
From Tom and Bernice, and we miss him, and Anna, and I'm glad you get to see him. Boy, my lawn looks pretty. We got fescue out here, and it's really green this year, Chris. We'll have to get up there yonder and see ya. My neighbor's getting ready to go down to Lake Santee fishing for catfish, and then the weather's going to change starting tomorrow. And that's what I meant by it sucks, is I hate to see it drop about 20 degrees, and they said there's a possibility of a freeze or a frost again. I thought that was over with after Easter, but not according to the weather, man. Anyways, Chris, we've arrived at home. Great to hear you, and glad you jumped in there, and we'll catch you down the line. We've got to get all this junk unloaded now. 73's Chris, KO4QLG in 0TR. Sorry I missed the net last night, but I was just too tired. In 0TR, clear with your final.
Not a problem, Tom. I'll forgive you. And y'all have fun with the rest of your day. I'll get on out of here to KO4QLG. Clear.